The John Keats hybrid. Yes. I was careful not to show surprise this time. I know that Dad was pushing hard to get protectorate status for Hyperion. If the Corps has some special interest in the place, they may have had something to do... may have manipulated... his apparent suicide? Yeah. The wind moved gold grass in waves. Something very small scurried away in the stalks at our feet. It is not beyond the realm of possibility, Braun, but there was absolutely no evidence. Tell me what this hybrid is going to do. First, tell me why the Corps is so interested in Hyperion. The older woman spread her hands. If we knew that, Braun, I would sleep much easier nights. As far as we know, the Techno Corps has been obsessed with Hyperion for centuries. When CEO Yevshensky allowed King Billy of Asquith to recolonize the planet, it almost precipitated a true secession of AIs from the web. Recently, the establishment of our Fatline transmitter there brought about a similar crisis. But the AIs didn't secede. No, Braun, it appears that, for whatever reason, they need us almost as badly as we need them. But if they're so interested in Hyperion, why don't they allow it into the web so they can go there themselves? Gladstone ran a hand through her hair. The bronze clouds far above rippled in what must be a fantastic jet stream. They are adamant about Hyperion not being admitted to the web, she said. It is an interesting paradox. Tell me what the hybrid is going to do. First, tell me why the Corps is obsessed with Hyperion. We do not know for sure. Best guess, then. CEO Gladstone removed the stem of grass from her mouth and regarded it. We believe that the Corps is embarked on a truly incredible project which would allow them to predict everything, to handle every variable of space, time, and history as a quantum of manageable information. Their ultimate intelligence project, I said, knowing that I was being careless and not caring. This time, CEO Gladstone did register shock. How do you know about that? What does that project have to do with Hyperion? Gladstone sighed. We don't know for sure, Braun, but we do know that there is an anomaly on Hyperion which they have not been able to factor into their predictive analyses. Do you know about the so-called time tombs that the Shrike Church holds holy? Sure, they've been off limits to tourists for a while. Yes, because of an accident to a researcher there a few decades ago, our scientists have confirmed that the anti-entropic fields around the tombs are not merely a protection against time's erosive effects, as has been widely believed. What are they? The remnants of a field, or force, which has actually propelled the tombs and their contents backward in time from some distant future. Contents? I managed. But the tombs are empty ever since they were discovered. Empty now, said Mena Gladstone. But there is evidence that they were full, will be full when they open, in our near future. I stared at her. How near? Her dark eyes remained soft, but the movement of her head was final. I've told you too much already, Braun. You are forbidden to repeat it. We'll ensure that silence, if necessary. I hid my own confusion by finding a piece of grass to strip for chewing. All right, I said. What's going to come out of the tombs? Aliens? Bombs? Some sort of reverse time capsules? Gladstone smiled tightly.
If we knew that, Braun, we would be ahead of the Corps, and we are not.
The smile disappeared.
One hypothesis is that the tombs relate to some future war, a settling of future scores by rearranging the past, perhaps.
A war between who, for Christ's sakes?
She opened her hands again. We need to be getting back, Braun. Would you please tell me what the Keet Cybrid is going to do now?
I looked down and then back up to meet her steady gaze. I couldn't trust anyone, but the Corps and the Shrike Church already knew Johnny's plans. If this was a three-sided game, perhaps each side should know in case there was a good guy in the bunch.
He's going to invest all consciousness in the Cybrid, I said rather clumsily.
He's going to become human, M. Gladstone, and then go to Hyperion. I'm going with him.
The CEO of the Senate and All Thing, chief officer for a government which spanned almost 200 worlds and billions of people, stared at me in silence for a long moment.
Then she said, "He plans to go with the Templar ship on the pilgrimage, then?"
"Yes."
"No," said Mayna Gladstone.
"What do you mean?"
"I mean that the Sequoia Sempervirens will not be allowed to leave Hegemony space. There will be no pilgrimage unless the Senate decides it is in our interest."
Her voice was iron hard.
"Johnny and I'll go by spinship," I said. "The pilgrimage is a loser's game anyway."
"No," she said. "There will be no more civilian spinships to Hyperion for some time."
The word civilian tipped me.
"War?"
Gladstone's lips were tight. She nodded.
"Before most spinships could reach the region."
"A war with the Ousters?"
"Initially. View it as a way to force the issue between the Technocore and ourselves, Braun. We will either have to incorporate the Hyperion system into the web to allow it force protection, or it will fall to a race which despises and distrusts the Corps and all AIs.
I didn't mention Johnny's comment that the Corps had been in touch with the Ousters. I said, "A way to force the issue, fine, but who manipulated the Ousters into attacking?"
Gladstone looked at me. If her face was Lincoln-esque at that moment, then Old Earth's Lincoln was one tough son of a bitch.
"It's time to get back, Braun. You appreciate how important it is that none of this information gets out."
"I appreciate the fact that you wouldn't have told me unless you had a reason to," I said. "I don't know who you want the stuff to go to, but I know I'm a messenger, not a confidant."
"Don't underestimate our resolve to keep this classified, Braun."
I laughed.
"Lady, I wouldn't underestimate your resolve in anything."
Mayna Gladstone gestured for me to step through the Farcaster portal first.